currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, I'm Erica Sanford, and welcome to this installment of Currently Kirkland. Every week, we're here with the latest in what's happening in Kirkland. Are you good to go over the State Route 520 bridge? Drivers can now sign up for Good to Go, the all-electronic toll collection system which lets drivers pay tolls without stopping at a toll booth. As drivers pass through the tolling area, the system automatically reads their pass or license plate and deducts the toll from their account. Those without the pass will be billed by mail. Drivers are eligible for $10 in free tolls if they purchase and activate their Good to Go pass before April 15th. Tolling is scheduled to begin this spring. You can purchase passes online, at participating Safeway stores, over the phone at 1-866-936-8246, or at a walk-in or mobile customer service center. More details can be found on the Washington State Department of Transportation website, www.wsdot.wa.gov/goodtogo. A hot demonstration was held at Peter Kirk Park last week when Fire Team USA hosted a fire sprinkler demonstration involving a live fire. The event was part of a community fire protection seminar for fire, building, and government officials.
The purpose is that the national codes have passed a requirement to have all new homes fire sprinkled. The state of Washington decided that they wanted to leave the decision up to local control. So cities like the city of Kirkland and others are contemplating whether or not they should pass the ordinance required in the base code to have residential fire sprinklers required in all new homes. And this is a demonstration of the effectiveness. And I think people are really shocked and amazed at how much fire can occur in such a short period of time and how little fire actually occurs in a sprinkled house.
The demonstration exhibited the life-saving properties of fire sprinklers.
Well, we're going to have a demonstration of the effectiveness of residential fire sprinklers. So on the one side, we're going to have a sprinklered burn, and on the other side, we'll have an unsprinkled. The first one will be the unsprinkled. So you'll see the whole entire contents of that room go to what we term flashover, and that's where everything in the room will be in flames. The sprinkled room, you'll see that in just a short period of time, the sprinkler head will activate and the fire basically will be put out.
Fire personnel burn two side-by-side 8x8 structures, one equipped with fire sprinklers and one without.
Sprinkled versus non-sprinkled, the sprinkled is going to be 100 to nothing. I mean, there's no doubt that that's the most effective and best fire protection that a home can have. Our engine company responses at best can get to the site at about 6 minutes, but we're seeing flashover in homes due to contents burning hotter and faster in 3 minutes. And escape times in homes has dwindled from 17 minutes in the early and mid-1970s, to less than 3 minutes today because of those plastic materials that we have in our homes. So, you know, the fire sprinkler protected home is always going to be the best, you know, the best option.
It was clear which setup triumphed.
The one that didn't have sprinklers, it was like it just went up in flames really fast, and like the fire was barely started in the sprinkler one and it was already out.
You could see the comparison between when a fire gets out of control without a sprinkler system and when it gets control with a sprinkler system, how much less damage and what possible life that gets saved from the fire not propagating to that point.
Kirkland City Council member Amy Wallen volunteered to participate in the demonstration.
I learned a lot. Firefighters were always my heroes, and now they are much more real. They are amazing people that put on all this stuff and go into burning buildings and save us. And you can't see anything. It's total all smoke. I mean, they go in, they can't see anything. And the hose, and you've got all this stuff on, and I don't know, they're strong.
For more information on the fire sprinkler demonstration, contact Grace Stewart, Kirkland Fire Marshal, at 425-587-3660 or gstewart@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Have you ever wondered what a rain garden is or wanted to learn how to build one? Attend a rain garden workshop at Kirkland City Hall on March 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. A rain garden is a shallow depression planted with deep-rooted native plants and grasses to collect runoff from roofs, sidewalks, and driveways. Rain gardens slow down the rush of water from these hard surfaces and filter the runoff to help relieve flooding and pollution. Rain gardens are a cost-effective, low-maintenance, and beautiful way to reduce flood damage, erosion, mold problems, and increase property values. The workshop is part of a series presented by Stewardship Partners, a nonprofit organization that helps private landowners restore and preserve the natural landscapes of Washington State. Attendees will receive rain garden manuals as well as other materials. Later in the summer, there will be opportunities to gain hands-on experience by helping create rain gardens. To register for the event, call Stacy at 206-292-9875 or email at sg@stewardshippartners.org. Stewardship Partners is also looking for homeowners who would like rain gardens installed in their neighborhood. For more information, visit www.stewardshippartners.org/raingarden_central. We have Kylie on location in the Kingsgate neighborhood to continue our informational About Annexation series.
I'm here at 132nd Square Park with this week's About Annexation question. Which county parks in the annexation area will the City of Kirkland maintain?
The City of Kirkland Parks and Community Services Department is currently negotiating with King County for the transfer of Edith Moulton Park, Juanita Heights Park, Kingsgate Park, and Windsor Vista Park effective June 1, 2011. The City is also negotiating the transfer of 132nd Square Park effective January 1, 2012. This would allow for smooth transition of all athletic field uses already scheduled by King County for 2011. King County will retain ownership and maintenance of Juanita Woodlands Park, Juanita Triangle Park, East Norway Hill Park, and Big Fin Hill Park. O.O. Denny Park is owned by the City of Seattle and maintained by the Fin Hill Park and Recreation District. No change in ownership or maintenance is anticipated at this time. The City of Kirkland already owns the undeveloped South Norway Hill Park in the Kingsgate neighborhood.
Remember, annexation is just on the horizon, occurring June 1st.
Thanks, Kylie. If you have any questions about annexation, please send them to annexation@ci.kirkland.wa.us or visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/annexation. Kirkland is implementing a school impact fee program beginning June 1st. Following a public hearing on February 15th, the Kirkland City Council unanimously approved implementing a school impact fee for new residential construction. The Council also approved an interlocal agreement between the City and the Lake Washington School District, LWSD, for administering collection, distribution, and spending of the fees. School impact fee programs assume residential growth should pay proportionately for needed development of school facilities. The first year, impact fees will be applied at 50% of the district's estimated fee of $6,250 for new single-family units and $1,732 for new multifamily units, 80% of the second year, and 100% the third year. The program was developed by the City, LWSD, Master Builders Association of King and Snohomish Counties, Seattle King County Realtors, the Greater Kirkland Chamber of Commerce, and local builders. The Growth Management Act allows for the collection of impact fees to help defray the costs of new school facilities. The rates adopted are based on LWSD's 2010 through 2015 Capital Facilities Plan, which establishes a student-teacher ratio standard, enrollment growth projections, and capital construction plans for maintaining service levels. For more information on Kirkland School Impact Fee Program, contact Jeremy McMahon, Kirkland Planning and Community Development Department at 425-587-3229 or jmcmahan@ci.kirkland.wa.us. The Kirkland Transit Center dedication ceremony took place Friday, February 25th. Connie Turman was on location for the story.
Hi, we are attending the dedication ceremony and the ribbon cutting of the Transit Center for Kirkland behind me. And a lot of folks have come out to see what this is all about. And we're excited to show you a little bit about that and hear from some of the people that have been involved.
The day started with a guided tour featuring bike racks, improved connection to the baseball field, innovative storm water filtration system, and functional art design elements. Project artist Carolyn Law endeavors to move us beyond the commonplace. The design evokes the beautiful waterfront and encourages social interaction.
And this idea that they would all fit together and people would be able to play on them, like right there. At the same time also, to when you looked at them, you kept kind of looking more deeply, and you tried to figure out how deep some of the stones went and how did they get them in there, and the way the different faces are finished, they'll be really gem-like because they'll change all the time.
The stage was set and many stood up to put in a positive word for the day.
Sound Transit, the City of Kirkland, King County Metro, King County Wastewater Division, and the King County Library System all worked hand in hand to ease the construction impacts and make this project better.
Connections, cooperation, and coordination. The Kirkland Transit Center is an outstanding example of those three C's.
And that's really why I'm here to speak to you today, because as the vice chair of the King County Council, King County was pleased to take part in this project and to help with some infrastructure. Some things you will see and some things you don't.
So we enthusiastically welcome this new transit center. It is going to be the place to be, right here in the heart of our downtown.
Aaron Reardon, board chair for Sound Transit, stresses the important role the center plays for Kirkland and the East Side.
I think it's great for the city of Kirkland. One, it helps open up the downtown. It continues on with the pedestrian-friendly downtown that Kirkland has. It's a beautiful project, so it fits right into the quality of community that Kirkland is. I think people are going to embrace it. It's going to, of course, ease congestion, make the city more pedestrian-friendly to new development. I think it's a sign of great things to come.
Mayor Joan McBride talks about Kirkland's commitment to walkable communities.
This is a place that the design welcomes people to be here in Kirkland, to travel here via transit, to access our parks, our retail centers. You know, I love this public art piece. It reminds me of Europe, where stairways and the public plazas are placed to sit and gather. So this means a great deal to the city of Kirkland, and it underlines the fact that we are a pedestrian-friendly city, we are a transit-friendly city, and, you know, we intend to be that sort of poster child for growth management and thoughtful and sustainable transportation.
Then it was time for the ribbon cutting.
Ready. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Yay!
And get in some group photos to remember the day. That wraps up a great beginning for a beautiful facility that will be utilized by Kirklanders for years to come. Connie Turman for Currently Kirkland.
More information about the Kirkland Transit Center is available at the website below. To watch the complete video of the dedication, go to www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/on-demand. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland online and on your mobile device. Just visit the city's website and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland. See you next week.